9 to 7, 9 on the Hill. Aaron Keck here with you live in the studio, joined this morning by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hello, good day.
Hello, good day. I have a thing that I would like to talk about. An attention-grabbing headline from NPR, actually.
Ooh.
With Mariah Carey allegedly having a, quote, secret 1995 grunge album.
Oh, I heard about this, yeah.
I mean, I'm fascinated by, A, the concept of parallel recording both Daydream and some sort of secret 90s grunge album, but B, that this has just been locked in a vault somewhere, just waiting for the ideal time. And why is the ideal time right now? Why is this
because
the moment?
Because there is no time like the present for Mariah Carey's grunge album.
Secret grunge album?
So is this a whole new album of new, never-before-heard songs, or is this like, this is your sweet, sweet fantasy baby, but the grunge
version of it? It is brand new, like a full Nicki Minaj grunge alter ego other Mariah Carey that wrote lyrics and made grunge stuff, even made the album art that has heavy features on cockroaches and lipstick scrawlings.
Okay.
As well. Yeah, there was a whole thing. Apparently she considered putting it out under another name, some sort of fake artist scenario.
It was going to be Chris Gaines, and then Garth Brooks got the drop on that name. Then it was Sasha Fierce, and then Beyonce snuck in. It's like,
just kept getting sniped in terms of the fake name she wanted to put the album out under. But yeah, especially in the midst of the branding of Christmas Queen, which we talked about on Trends not too long ago, this definitely seems like it's coming at me sideways a little bit of, and I have a grunge album that you probably want to listen to.
I'm sorry, Christmas Queen would be a great name for a grunge band.
Christmas Queen would actually be a great grunge name to put it under. I'm officially submitting that as my entry to the name to put this out under.
Have we heard any of the music yet?
No.
Is it even confirmed that it exists? Like, does it definitely exist?
She has confirmed that it exists.
Okay.
And that's about as, you know, close to the source as you can possibly get,
I guess.
Right? So, yeah, it's been confirmed that it exists, but no one's heard anything from it except for, I suppose, the folks who actually made it.
All right.
But Trends can't be all about Mariah Carey.
No,
it
cannot.
I have other things that I would like to discuss, mostly that I'm definitely a warrior on the streets for merge lanes. Merge lanes do not exist for you to ride it all the way to the end and force your way into traffic. That's not what this is about. It's supposed to provide you ample time to make your decisions and get in safely. PSA, don't ride a merge lane all the way to the end. It's very bad.
Yes.
Now, I take that personally. If I see people doing it, I will kind of like sit in the middle so that you can't ride it to the end.
You're that guy.
I'm entirely that guy. There's an old man in Central Park who is that guy for bicyclists speeding through crosswalks,
ooh,
behaving as neither cars nor pedestrians, but as a secret third thing. And they are very dangerous in his line of thought. And I agree with him. You know, they're coming through, they're like racing bikes. It's like real cyclists going 20-30 miles an hour. And there's one particularly near a school that he's especially upset about. And what began as him standing out there with a megaphone just getting wild has now evolved into him recording himself, and by virtue of recording himself, recording bicyclists speeding through the crosswalk. So he has visual evidence of just how fast and dangerous and not okay this is, and he's putting together a movement behind himself, somewhat driven by him, somewhat organically with people seeing his videos and knowing him as the crosswalk megaphone man, just one of the New York characters that
exists.
Right,
right.
Well, he is forming a good coalition of folks who are going to make something happen about this.
Is he doing anything to try to stop the bikes now, or is he just filming them as they zoom through?
Yeah, he is out there with a megaphone yelling at you.
But he's not, like, doing what you're doing in the merge lane. He's not, like, inserting himself into the lane to force a bike to slow down.
Well, then he's, like, blocking the crosswalk, and no one really wants to get hit by a bicycle.
Okay, I wasn't sure what his level of participation was
here. I mean, he's yelling slow down and all that other stuff. He is trying to make you aware that you should be slowing down, and as is New York tradition, he is getting ignored approximately 90% of the time.
Is he yelling obscenities while telling people to slow down?
No,
because that's an important component.
Respectful man. He's wearing a suit. He's one of those.
Yeah, you're going to get ignored in New York if
you've got to
speak the language.
The language of colorful megaphone obscenities.
Yes, yes. Now you're getting it.
That's what New York is all about, baby.